its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Well, here in mid-Michigan, we are finally starting to see signs of spring after a winter that seemed like it would never quit. And current state's Melissa Benmark has been enjoying the humor and hopefulness of a spring ritual she's been witnessing in her backyard.
Love is in the air, we think, maybe. Wild turkey hens are pecking some kind of goodie out of our lawn this morning and vocalizing. Nearby, two tom turkeys stand with their feathers fully inflated, their tails fanned, their faces flashy white, and the red wattles on their necks swinging like 1970s disco chains. Think of Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd as the wild and crazy guys on Saturday Night Live, and you're not too far off. Turns out that's actually not a completely ridiculous comparison. Turkey researchers find that males are more successful in mating when they work with a wingman. The experts are not positive why this works, but they think part of it is that the wingman scares off other toms. I actually saw a third tom approach during this particular session and then slink away into the woods once he saw the other two. Now, what the hens are saying to these flashy gentlemen, according to the National Wild Turkey Federation, is somewhat open to debate. Here's what their website says about this call. The plain yelp can have different meanings depending on how the hen uses it, but it is basic turkey communication. It is also commonly used by a hen to communicate with a gobbler during mating season. In other words, these hens may be giving out their phone numbers or telling the boys to get lost. Whatever it is, the ritual seems to take a very long time. But all that turkey foreplay is actually a hopeful thing for the species. There was a time when Michigan's turkey population was nearly hunted out of existence. In the early 1900s, they were rare and attempts to reintroduce them failed. In the 1950s, Michigan took a hint from a successful turkey program in Pennsylvania, and by 1964, we had about 2,000 birds. Now there are an estimated 200,000. According to a recent bulletin from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, now is the first time in hundreds of years that there are wild turkeys in parts of every county in the Lower Peninsula. So here's to spring love and baby turkeys on the way, and here's hoping that poor wingman turkey wins the coin toss the next time. For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.